It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 19th of May? Well, I do hope so. That sound in the background is a loom. I was just in Morocco, a country I love, and in Fez, we visited a weaver's shop. It's a traditional loom you're listening to. They've been using the same method for making cloth for centuries. It takes 6 years of training to work this loom, and because the work is so hard, only men do it, and only for 2 or 3 hours a day. It takes 4 men 2 whole days just to thread it. The head of the shop is Mr. Abderrahman Baydour, a lovely man. He's a Berber. The Berbers are the original inhabitants of northwestern Africa. Scholars think they've lived there since at least 10,000 BC. And they have a lovely history of tolerance. They've lived peacefully with their Jewish brothers and sisters for centuries. In fact, in a neighborhood near the Royal Palace in Fez, you can walk down a narrow street where the Jews live on one side and the Muslim Berbers on the other, side by side. Neighbors. Mr. Baydour said the two groups have shared much know-how in the art of weaving, of making cloth. He showed me a type of cotton which the Berbers did not know how to make. It was the Jews who taught them how. We also visited a carpet showroom run by another Berber, Mustafa Mansour, another new best friend. How we laughed together. He wanted to hear all about Paris, where he went to university. Anyway, same story. He showed us some rugs he said were made by Jewish Berbers. Then he paused and said, "Why do I say that? Because we have always worked together making rugs, shared our knowledge, shared our ideas, shared, period." A nice thing to hear about and witness in today's mixed-up world. I put photos of the weaver, Mr. Mansour, and Mr. Baydour on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page. Take a look. There's a few surprises there, too.
Radio France International, The Sound Kitchen, Susan Owensby.
A little reminder before we get to the main course. Are you interested in starting an RFI listening club or in transforming your existing radio club into an RFI listeners club? When you have an official RFI club, anytime you plan special events, be they humanitarian, cultural, or sports-oriented, if you want to host an environmental program or a day dedicated to health issues, RFI will help you with ideas and free promotional items for your members. RFI clubs can also participate in sponsored events, such as the upcoming World Cup football tournament. If you're interested in either changing your radio club into an RFI club, or if you'd like to create a brand new RFI club, just write me and let me know. You can also request to join the General RFI Listeners Club. Everyone can belong to the RFI Listeners Club. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. Just send me your full name, your city and country, and if you have one, your email address. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 31st of March, I asked you a question about the Egyptian presidential poll held earlier that week and excellently covered by RFI English journalist Anne-Marie Besada, who was there on the ground reporting on it just for you. There were only 2 candidates on the ballot, and you were to write in with the names of those 2 candidates. The answer is the incumbent president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, and Musa Mustafa Musa for the El Gad party. No surprises there. General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi won. The winners of this week's quiz are Noorjahan Begum, a member of the RFI Amour fan club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh, and Jinabo Fuantama, the president of our newest RFI club, the Hope Yang RFI Club in Nizhinikom, Cameroon. By the way, happy belated birthday, Jinabo. From Jharkhand, India, there's Sagarika Sharma, the president of the RFI Listeners Club in that city. Sagarika says he's very busy with school these days, but is happy to have found a moment to ride in. We are too, Sagarika, and good luck with your studies. From Kumasi, Ghana, there's Christian Owusu-Batchwe. And last but not least, a surprising winning entry from Sofia, Bulgaria. I don't remember ever hearing from anyone in Bulgaria. Rumen Pankov listens to us via shortwave. Thanks for writing us, Rumen. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. How often do you listen to our excellent feature, International Report? Often, I hope. Our correspondents from around the world report on a huge variety of happenings all across the globe. This past week, reporter Emmanuel Landes in Senegal reported on a center for disenfranchised youths in Dakar called the Gidaway Hip Hop Center, which was founded by an international hip hop star, Fou Malade. But it's not just hip hop that the youngsters are learning at the center. There's something else. And what is that? What are the young people at the Gidaway Hip Hop Center in Senegal learning to do aside from hip hop? Hint, they're called the Green Volunteers. You can find our international reports on our webpage under the tab at the top of the page called Features. I put a link to the report on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page. You have until the 2nd of July to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 7th of July to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Doro for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. I'll be off for the next 2 weeks. I'm going to Texas to see my family, but I have left something warm on the stove for you, my Sound Kitchen family. There's two special Sound Kitchen flashback shows on the menu, and you won't want to miss them. So be sure you tune in every Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with music by listener request. RFI Listener Club member Jayanta Chakrabarti from New Delhi, India, requested Je Viens de Là-bas by the father-daughter group French Latino. Thanks for the suggestion, Jayanta. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch. Talk to you soon, everyone. And for those of you observing Ramadan, may this holy month be a meaningful spiritual journey for you. Ramadan Mubarak.
Chanter encore une fois ta mère et ton soleil. J'ai voulu parler encore une fois de tes nuits sans pareil. La chaleur des gens, l'hospitalité, leur convivialité, ces rires déployés lors des déjeuners, cet humour particulier, toutes ces petites choses sans importance. Des gens de chez moi, des gens de chez nous, des gens de Méditerranée. Vengo de allí, nací por allí, me siento más lejos de ti. Vengo de allí, te amé allí, siempre siento amor por ti. Vengo de allí, con ganas de ti, cada día pienso en ti. Mira de allí, tierra de aquí.